recording a patient's temperature. Our temperature is regulated by our body, and the normal body temperature is 37 degrees centigrade, although it is possible for a slight variation, either up or down, to be recorded without any cause for concern. Pyrexia, raised temperature. Pyrexia is an indication that the body's core temperature has risen in response to infection by a virus or bacteria, and is an indication of the immune system fighting off infection. This is our body's own built-in defense, and is an indication that your body is working as it should to fight infection. Hypothermia, low temperature. Hypothermia is what is described when the temperature of the body drops below 35 degrees centigrade, 95 degrees Fahrenheit. Hypothermia can become life-threatening very quickly and has to be treated as an emergency. Hypothermia develops when someone suffers prolonged exposure to the cold, either outdoors or living in a house with little or no heating, or has fallen through ice or into cold water. Regulating temperature. Our bodies will regulate our temperature when we are healthy, and we know this because we sweat and feel flushed when we are hot, or shiver when we are cold. The flush we feel when we are hot is because blood vessels near the skin surface expands to help release heat, while sweat cools our bodies. When we shiver, it is because the muscles that are under our skin are rapidly tightening and then loosening to generate heat. When to check temperature? There are many reasons why temperatures need to be checked, such as a patient has been admitted to hospital with an acute condition, at the GP surgery, on a routine or monitoring visit. If there is any indication that their condition is deteriorating in a nursing home or the community. A patient's temperature is normally checked along with other baseline investigations, like blood pressure and respiration, and is useful as it gives a starting reference point against which other readings can be measured. Regular temperature checks can often be used to monitor a patient's response to a new medication or after surgery. Always check the care plan of the patient to check how often the temperature needs to be taken. If a patient complains of feeling unwell, too hot, or too cold, it might be an indication that you need to take their temperature. If the patient is found to be pyrexial or hypothermic, this finding should be reported immediately to prevent any further deterioration. You should also follow local guidance as to how often clinical observations should be carried out.